This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you hear that boom yesterday afternoon? I know your phone lights up, Todd, and has some firecrackers and the like that come out of it when Donald Trump tweets, right? A few times a day.
Of course.
But there was a North Dakota boom of a tweet yesterday. The afternoon, Donald Trump tweeted out the following. Congratulations to Kevin Cramer on his huge win in North Dakota. We need Kevin in the Senate, and I strongly endorse him. Heidi voted no on our tax cuts. No was in caps, by the way. He likes that. No on tax cuts. And always will vote no when we need her, which is, I think, the best line of the tweet. Kevin is strong on crime and borders big on cutting taxes. So, yeah, I know there was some media-driven drama over, you know, is the president really supporting Kevin Cramer, is Heidi Heitkamp, you know, and she's moving her way up to a better position for a photo op at the White House, so maybe they like her, but oh my gosh. Third grade. But that's how the media works. Yeah. You agree. Yeah. So anyway, all that's in the rearview mirror after that tweet. Oh my gosh. I thought the best line of the president's was really, always will vote no when we need her. I mean, that's the thing you need to know about Senator Heitkamp. She's politically savvy and very cunning to be able to say, well, I'll vote on that, but not that. That nomination, but not that one. This one, but not. But imagine if she was reelected, she'd never do that again. Never, because she'd have no political worry anymore. She'd say, I'm done. I'm 6 more years, I'm out of here. So, I mean, that's very dangerous where that would go in the future. But to this point, even she tries to get this credit that she's doing this, when they need it, there's no vote there. So what help is that? It's none on the big, big issues. And by the way, there's no bigger issue in North Dakota than the farm bill. None bigger. And the influence that John Hope and Kevin Cramer are having on that front with the Republican administration cannot be understated. Cannot be understated. Senator Hope is going to join us momentarily for an update on where that's at. We don't normally start the show with a guest, but we're doing it when it's the farm bill. Because I can't think of another piece of legislation more important. It's Flag Day today. It's also Donald Trump's birthday. I want you to think about this. What do you think would be the best ever present for Donald Trump? Best ever birthday present. What could you give him that would just be, oh my gosh, perfect, fantastic? I have an answer. I want yours too. And you can text them right now if you want to get them in at 701-367-2054. 367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503. 226-8503. What would be the best present ever for Donald Trump? So, Todd, do you think it's a coincidence that Donald Trump's birthday is on Flag Day?
Tells you all you need to know right there.
My mom always said there is no such thing as a coincidence. So I don't know if your mom says that. That's just truth, right? Boom. That's the real deal. Donald Trump's birthday on Flag Day. Wow.
And for everybody who says, "How about world peace?" Well, look at the North Korea thing, right?
No kidding. Follow that trail down to its hopeful conclusion, and no nukes down there. So I'm totally 100% with you. We're also going to have a little thing on motorcycle, ride your motorcycle to work day. We're going to talk a little bit about motorcycle safety coming up here in the program. So a lot going on today. Senator John Hoeven is on the line. Let's chat with him right now about that farm bill. Senator, how you doing?
Good morning, Scott. Greetings to you and your listeners.
Yes, good to chat with you. I just said I don't know that there's a more important piece of legislation for North Dakota than the farm bill. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's right at the top. And, we had a good day yesterday in committee. We took the existing farm bill and tried to make some improvements on it, strengthen it, and moved it out with a big bipartisan vote. And so we hope to be on the floor, maybe not next week, but the following week, and get it passed and get this done for our great farmers and ranchers. Nobody does it better than our farmers and ranchers.
What are you most revved up about in the bill? I mean, something new, something you didn't know if you'd be able to keep that ground, or what do you most want people to know about what you're glad to have in this bill so far?
Yeah, that's the right question. I mean, for starters, we kept the things our farmers liked. I mean, really, we didn't go backward on any of the things that our farmers like and want. And then we tried to improve some things that are important to them. For example, we kept crop insurance intact. That's number one. That's their number one risk management tool. Then you've got what's called ARC, Ag Risk Coverage, and PLC, Price Loss Coverage. That's often referred to as a countercyclical safety net. We kept PLC intact. We kept the reference prices. That was a big key because there was a push by some to reduce those. And on the ARC side, we incorporated basically the framework of the pilot program I'd set up through Ag Appropriations, wherein now farmers will have flexibility. They can use either what's called RMA or NAS data in order to, you know, provide that information as to the support that they would get for ARC. We also increased the support level. That's a huge priority for them. Another amendment that I was able to include actually in the committee, we actually had to vote on because there was some back and forth on it, but it increases their access to capital with FSA loan guarantees and FSA loans. That's really important now because, you know, the cost of farming and ranching is going up. These are tough times, and we need to make sure that we can help them with access to credit. So those are some, but then strong support for research, that's a huge priority for us. You know, nobody does it better than NDSU and NDSU Extension. That's a big one. So most of these priorities, you know, the marketing programs that help them export, we in all those cases, we kept them intact and were able to strengthen them.
Let me talk about ethanol a little bit. I know there were some measures that were on the table, one of them about having the EPA study the small refiners, getting, you know, exemptions. There was one about year-round sales of E15. I see Chuck Grassley was ticked about this, and they ultimately were not even voted on some of these. Were you ticked, too?
Well, I think, again, you know, we're trying to hit that downside. And, you know, North Dakota is kind of a microcosm for the nation. I mean, you know, we're leading the country when it comes to producing oil and gas. We're leading the country in biofuels and renewables, too. So we got to find a way to make sure we grow our industries and keep them strong. And I, you know, we're trying to hit that balance. So what I would say is, you know, that part is going to continue to be a work in progress. The good news is, again, North Dakota, we're kind of leading the pack, and we're growing in both those areas. And we got to figure out how to do it in a way that's fair, and you got market forces applying, and like you say, that we're able to grow both industries.
What's your forecast on the outcome there with the eventual bill that goes to the president related to ethanol?
I think we're going to continue to hit the balance we have, wherein you'll see RFS. That, you know, the volumetric pressure is an issue, the reed vapor pressure, the 15%. But the president, you know, has already signed on to that. And then as far as the small refinery waiver, make sure it's done on a basis that people feel is fair. So that, I mean, I think we'll work it out, but it's a bit of a work in progress yet.
As this thing goes over to the House, what do you anticipate? I've seen some favorable, you know, response from the House about the Senate version, so that's good. Normally, there's some, you know, significant differences there, but what do you expect will be different? What'll be the battles from the Senate version over in the House?
Well, it's going to look a lot like the bill we passed, but remember, the bill we passed is a lot like the House bill. There isn't a whole lot of difference between them. You know, they're still working through their work issue, and there needs to be a work requirement in there. And the main kind of negotiating point, I think, there is for people who are in that age range from 49 to 59, which historically it didn't apply to them. And so we added some provisions that now apply in that 49 to 59 range. They had some that went further. Obviously, we'll have to work that part out. I think we will. I think we'll get there.
So you're saying the Democrats wanted a provision that if you're 49 and over, that the work requirements wouldn't apply to you?
Correct.
I wonder why they think somebody in their 50s, you know.
Yeah, Scott, you and I think that's pretty young, don't we?
We're darn right. I'll be working, I hope, into my 70s, for crying out loud. But, yeah, I mean, seems like an odd place to start the exemption.
Right, and if you look at the House bill, I mean, there are exceptions. I mean, you know, if you need training or education, you can go off and get that. If you have hardships or issues or dependents, you know, there are exceptions that apply. So, again, it's about having a work requirement. Look, obviously, when it comes to nutrition and food stamp assistance or SNAP assistance, we want to meet the need for people that need it, but it needs to be accountable. It needs to be responsible, and we need to have flexibility so that states can administer it well and so you don't have ways for other abuse. And then we ought to be able to get there. We ought to be able to get a proper solution. I think, you know, we hit a balance in the Senate. We'll work on it some more with the House, and hopefully we'll get there.
Senator John Hoban with us today on the program. If you have a question or comment, I'll always welcome. 258-0550 is our local telephone number. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. On Flag Day, ladies and gentlemen, isn't that great?
Flag Day.
Yeah, we have a question on Slump Buster. We have a question on Slump Buster reform that by tax, and those are welcome too, 367-2054. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. By the way, here is a great answer on our question. Big present for Donald Trump, for the media, to give him a break, maybe some credit. Boy, wouldn't that be something? More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response for my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm plan in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thorlson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Donald Trump, a present suggestion for his birthday today, Jeff Sessions' resignation. I love our listeners. You're right. I mean, just thinking just like he is. They'd probably be right on his list. You're right. So keep those coming. 367-2054. We're chatting with Senator John Hoban on What's on Your Mind today, brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. And you know, H.A. Thompson, it's H.A., you know what that stands for? Harry Albert. That was the grandfather and the father of and a brother, by the way, of Mark Thompson. Mark and Claudia Thompson, of course, now have H. A. Thompson Sons, along with their daughters. Family business over 100 years, great history there. Do incredible work. Find out more at hatandsons.com. Or call them at 223-3393. All right, question from a texter. What did you do about the swamp buster reform in the committee work?
Yeah, I appreciate the question because I actually had a working group on that. I mean, North Dakota farmers know more about that than anyone because of the prairie pothole country. And so I actually had a farm roundtable, and a bunch of the farmers really know that stuff. I basically convened a group for them to work on it, and they gave me about, I don't know, 3 or 4 different ideas. And so I had about 6 amendments related to making sure that the conservation programs are more farmer friendly. And I think I got 3 of them in there, I think. And basically what they do is they start to set down more certainty for our farmers when they're working with, you know, wetland areas so that they're actually able to farm in an intelligent way with certainty. And, for example, one of my amendments says that if FSA or NRCS or anyone else is out there saying you have to do something, that they're entitled to have somebody come out on site visit and look through it. We've got some de minimis stuff in there that will help them. We've got the acre for acre mitigation. So there's a bunch of things that, again, you know, how does working to reduce regulatory burden? That's not something that ever stops, but we got some good provisions in there to help.
Last question on the farm bill. I want to talk trade a little bit. How crucial is it that this bill is signed by the president before you break for summer?
All right, well, we're going to, I think, get this done. The Senate will get our bill done, I think, this month. That's really important because we'll have it done before 4th of July. Technically, we have till September to get this done. I think I'm really pushing to have it done this summer. We need it done for our farmers and for the certainty that it gives them. You know, it's a tough time for them. Not only are commodity prices down, but our guys have been fighting some drought, as you know. And so, for the trade piece, I was with the president for almost 2 hours, and all the trade negotiators, vice president, Mnuchin, secretary of treasury, Lighthizer, just all of them for probably 2 hours. And they are making progress on NAFTA. They, you know, it's not their intention to book NAFTA. And we talked about early fall for maybe getting some agreement with the Canadians and Mexicans. That would be helpful. So, you know, again, the president is working hard to try to nail these things down for our farmers. He says he says, I love farmers, and that's great. I said, that's great, Mr. President. And so we're really working to try to get these things done.
You know, it's amazing to me. I don't recall a president who's put agriculture first on the trade, you know, back and forth. He talks about it a lot. I mean, he seems very genuine about saying, hey, I'm tired of farmers getting jammed. And we, you know, agriculture always gets jammed. A deal signed, and then there's this deal and that deal and this provision and that provision and this, carve out. And all of a sudden, you know, we get a raw deal. So I love that agriculture's taking the lead. I assume you do, too.
Well, sure, Scott. And people, you know, the reality is we have the lowest tariffs. These other countries do have higher tariffs on our exports than we have on theirs. So it isn't fair. And so, yeah, there's going to be some push back and forth here. And, yeah, we got to, you know, get to agreement, try to reduce the uncertainty. We don't want retaliatory tariffs. I get all that. But the other countries impose higher tariffs on us than we impose on them. That is not fundamentally fair. And so to work to try to make that fair is work we should do. And I sure hope we can get there.
Bring us inside his strategy on all this, not just NAFTA, but overall. You got the battle right now with Canada, going on there on all these trade deals. What's his overarching strategy? What comfort do you take away from how he's negotiating all this?
Well, we went through this at great length, including Kudlow, including Lighthizer, the U.S. Trade Representative. Kelly was there, Vice President. All the guy, Mnuchin, who's involved with this, Wilbur Ross, Commerce was directly involved, and he's very shrewd. They contend that they could do a deal right now with Canada and Mexico. Now they're negotiating with them in the context of NAFTA, but they negotiate separately with the Mexicans and separately with the Canadians. They think they have more leverage that way and can get a better deal. They're telling me right now they could get a better deal than we have. So they could already get a better deal, but they still feel that it's not at a fairness level that they want. You know, I said, okay, but how about kind of what kind of timelines we're working on? And they said they feel they can have something by early fall, and I think that would be really good if they could.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. So, I mean, you're saying right now on the table is a better deal for us, and they're continuing to push to get an even better deal because they want that reciprocal parity on the tariffs, basically.
That's it. That's it. Yep.
Very interesting. A couple other things I want to ask you a little bit about here. One is the president's tweet yesterday of congratulations to Congressman Cramer and a very firm endorsement of him in here saying we need Kevin in the Senate. I strongly endorse him. Heidi voted no on our tax cuts and always will vote no when we need her. Do you agree with the president's criticism on that specific to Heidi? I think it's actually some of the more insightful that I've ever seen. Because a vote on this or that is one thing. A vote when you need it, when it makes the difference, has never been there. And the president's pointing that out. Do you agree?
The tax, and it was good he brought up the tax relief bill because that's a good example, Scott. North Dakota comes out better under that tax relief bill than any state in the country. These studies that have come out show that we come out better than any state in the country. And look at our economy. Look at the growth in our economy. And even on, you know, this issue that you see sometimes Democrats are bringing up, the cost of it. Look, at the growth rate that we're going at, we more than pay for it. We're not only going to pay for it, but we're going to actually have money that would help reduce the deficit based on the growth rate that we're on, which is already well above the projection. And look what it means to our farmers and our ranchers, our small business people, more jobs. And remember, it's the jobs. Is Tax Cut and Jobs Act. Tax Cut and Jobs Act, meaning that the idea is to push wages higher because people need workers. That's how you raise wages. So we want people not only keeping more of their hard-earned dollars after tax, but making higher wages and income. And we're starting to see that. We'll see more of that over time. And so that's an example of, you know, really critical vote that I think matters and is important for North Dakota, important for our country.
30 seconds for this answer. Another question from a listener. Does having too generous of a crop insurance program minimize the risk of farming poor ground, leading to the overproduction, low price problem we have today?
No, you know, I think if you look at the crop insurance program, I think if you look at some of the things we tried to do in CRP, I think if you look at some of the things in ARC and PLC, I think you'll see we try to make adjustments for that so that we don't create that problem, so that we make sure that our farmers, have the support they need. But at the end of the day, they're the most competitive, the most productive in the world. And one final point, good farm policy benefits every American every day, highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the world from our farmers and ranchers.
Thanks for the time, Senator Hoeven. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Good to talk to you, Senator John Hoeven. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A report on how the FBI handled the Hillary Clinton email investigation expected to be released in a matter of hours. The report compiled by the Justice Department Inspector General, and there's speculation it's going to be highly critical of former FBI Chief James Comey, who President Trump fired last year. President Trump's longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen, under investigation for business dealings, including giving hush money to porn star Stormy Daniels for her silence about an alleged affair with President Trump. Now reports are Cohen is losing his criminal defense team and may start cooperating with federal prosecutors. The president's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says,
I checked into this last night. It's not so. He's not cooperating, nor do we care, because the president did nothing wrong. We're very comfortable if he cooperates, that there's nothing he can cooperate about.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What do you think Donald Trump would most appreciate as a birthday present? Which we give Donald Trump? Just, you can give him anything. What would it be? 800-228-0550, local number 2580550. You can text Todd or me at 367-2054, 367-2054, or 226-8503. Here's one that came in during the break.
Good morning. I was just listening to your show, and you were asking about what would be a good present or a present for Donald Trump today, since it's his birthday. And I think the best present he could possibly get is all the liberals and Democrats and progressives move like they say they were going to when he got elected. That would be the best present, not only for him, but for the rest of us people that actually common sense and know what facts actually are. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks for the answer. Others welcome here, by the way. Here's mine. This is going to sound a little mamby-pamby. But, you know, I honestly think if people could set aside their biases and just, you know, sort of what the media is feeding them with and what the, you know, the first time you heard Donald Trump's name and he ran for president, you went, oh, my gosh, that'd be awful, terrible, right? And you never really got out of that mode. And then you just had it all reinforced by sort of an echo chamber of people that don't like him. And so you lose all that. All that melts away, goes away, okay? Every little bias, every little, you know, thing. And you just actually objectively look at facts, at truth, okay? And I believe if huge critics of this president did that, they'd probably still see some things that annoy them. You know, that kind of bellicose, oh, it's the greatest, most wonderful, it's fantastic, best ever, never had a better meeting. That's just his New York developer self, okay? So that's sort of a style. That's process. That's how he gets to where he's trying to get. And look at outcomes. Look at, okay, started on this day, said he was going to do this throughout the campaign. Here's what he's already got done. Here's what's in the works. Just objectively look at it. I think you'd think very differently. I know you would. I don't know whether the human brain can work like that. That's why it's a birthday wish, right? Make it a birthday wish. Oh, yeah. We'll just make it a birthday wish. Todd, do you have any suggestions? Can you top mine? Anything you want to throw in there?
Well, this one here.
Another Republican senator for President Trump's birthday. That would be a good gift.
That's true. That's true. He's been obviously a strong supporter. Let me tell you this. I know this to be 100% accurate. But for the president's persistence, Kevin Cramer would have said, no means no. I'm not doing this. Now, the president was persistent the first time. Kevin said, no, family considerations, right? And the reaction to that from the public in North Dakota, combined with Donald Trump not taking no for an answer, is why he's in this race. So, I mean, there's one example for exactly what you're saying. Texter says, how about a birthday Hillary conviction? Yeah, I mean, I guess it would at least we could be done with it, right? And not have to hear about it or wonder who's screwing it up. Or
better
yet,
confession.
Yeah, there you go. Big day today on that front, by the way. The Inspector General's report is supposed to be out about the time the show ends today with the investigation into how the Clinton email investigation was handled. It's an investigation of the investigation at the Justice Department. That could be interesting. You know what I'm saying? Here's a question I just saw now for Senator Hoeven. With unemployment down and food stamp usage down, how much is cut from the SNAP section of the farm bill? See, this is the deal, folks. This is, again, going back to somebody's earlier point of saying people that said they were going to move if the president got elected ought to just move, and then we wouldn't have to worry about things like the farm bill, SNAP program, not only being increased, but a provision put in that says if you're 49 or older, the work requirement doesn't apply to you. Now, I want to be, and here's an important point of this, very important point. If you're ill, if you're, disabled, if you're, there are provisions for circumstances that come up that wouldn't allow you to work, whether you're 49 or whether you're, 19. So those are already in there. But what the Democrats want, and I haven't heard Heidi Heitkamp say this is a bad idea, if she wants to support Trump so much, why don't you take one for the team and actually say, this is ridiculous. We don't need to exempt people from 49 on up. As long as we have provisions that say there are circumstances where some can't work, that's fine. But just automatically, you're 49, we're going to give you a waiver from the work requirement? Folks, is that American? Does that sound American to you? We want to help somebody who needs help. No doubt about it. That is American. That hand up. The idea that we're going to give you help and you're not required to work at some point if you're able-bodied, that's un-American, if you ask me. Am I wrong? You tell me. 258-0550, 701-258-0550, the telephone number, 800-228-0550. Texter says, Todd, see, these listeners are just, they're much smarter than you and I. They get it sometimes. I wish the best president for President Trump, excellent health to keep doing his best for Americans. Thanks. And put a couple XOXO, kisses on the bottom of the text. Aw, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? They do that so much better than us, don't they?
They're great.
By the way, the Supreme Court has struck down the Minnesota law prohibiting voters from wearing political apparel to the polls. I can't even believe.
We used to have the First Amendment. Remember that?
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, the fact that it's a law just tells you everything you need to know about how Minnesota's governed these days, sadly. And then the fact that the Supreme Court of the United States, that esteemed body is taking time to say, no, somebody that wants to wear a T-shirt into a polling place, they can wear a T-shirt into a polling place. Oh, my gosh, come on. We're adults here, aren't we? Oh, they're wearing a Trump T-shirt. Somebody might vote for Trump that wasn't otherwise going to vote for Trump. I better sue. I need a law. Supreme Court, save me. Oh, my gosh. Up to Grand Forks we go. Scott, what's on your mind?
Well, I just keep going back to a statement made by President Lincoln
The worst thing you can do for somebody is something they can do for themselves. So my thought is, why give them a handout when you can just give them a hand up?
It's a very golden quote out of many from Abe Lincoln. Yeah. And this is, see, to utter what you uttered, Scott, would put you in the heartless category for most Democrats in this country.
By giving somebody a hand up, I'm heartless?
No, by saying what Abe Lincoln said, by reminding us that, you know, the worst thing you can do for someone is doing something for that's foreign concept to them. I mean, literally, we're having a fight on the farm bill over starting the, you know, waiver on the work requirement at age 49. They want it from 49 to 59.
Well, I tell you what, I'm 53, and I hope I got another 20 years of work in less than 50.
You and me both.
Yeah.
I got you by a couple of years. I totally 100% agree. Couldn't agree anymore.
Have a great day.
Yeah, it's a good point, and we ought to think about that when we talk about what's the proper level of help. What's the proper level of help for someone that needs help? What's the best way to help them? You know? It's a very good point. Here's a text on a completely different topic. Just wanted to say that if anyone is listening from the state or Davis Refinery, all caps now, please do not allow or build anything in the North Dakota Badlands. It is such a pretty place, and having that view destroyed by a refinery would be wrong. Besides, it's not like it will stay here. It will be shipped out and maybe back in, or we will have to pay higher prices anyway. That's an odd comment. I assume they mean the product of the refinery, but Dickinson has shown that you use it where you have the closest need for it. They produce more than we need. It's obviously going to go out of state, but you're going to, you know. Anyway, just on the bigger issue of that, again, now we're saying we can't build things in the Badlands. So it's beyond the park. I get the boundaries of the park. I don't get the boundaries beyond that. And, I just ask you to think about this. Farms need shops and buildings and, you know, stuff, right? Silos, grain bins, you know, the stuff. I know a lot of places in North Dakota that are beautiful, just as beautiful as the North Dakota Badlands, that are, I'm going to use their word, littered with, farms. It's not littered. It's part of being here. It's part of life. Windmills, do they disturb the landscape?
Evidently.
Well, to some, they do. I don't understand it myself.
Red lights on top are a little annoying, maybe, but...
Yeah, I don't think people think of these things logically. They just, you know...
Of course not.
Get into...
Some people think, some people emote.
I think you're right. Tim Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I got a question. You've gone to the World War II Memorial with some veterans in the past, haven't you?
Several times, yes, I have.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to go with my father also. And I saw a thing on Facebook that one of my friends posted the other day of some gal that was there. And there, according to her words, there were a bunch of third world people that were lounging and kind of playing in the water there, and there are signs to keep out of the water and stuff like that, and they were kind of using it as a picnic area and a recreation area. And then she went and talked to the security guard, and the security guard says, well, there's nothing I can do about it. I think our congressman should look into that.
Wow, interesting. We'll mention that to Congressman Kramer, whoever the next member of Congress, Senator Hogan, whoever that joins us on the program. Tim, thanks for that. Glad you were there with your dad. What an experience that had to be. Flag Day talk next.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind. Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackBullGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndieBlackBullGuy.com, and thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Flag Day. Yes, it is. It's Flag Day, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump's birthday is the same day as Flag Day. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know. Make America Great Again is his slogan. Flag Day. You know. I don't know. You connect the dots if you want. I'm connecting them too. What would you like to give him for his birthday? What do you think he most would need? What would be the put a smile on his face? Let us know. Some great suggestions so far. Keep those coming. And you can call us at 258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Speaking of no such thing as a coincidence, here's Jim the flagpole guy on Flag Day, ladies and gentlemen. joining us on the program. Happy Flag Day to the man that is putting up more flags than anybody, any one person has ever done, probably, in North Dakota. How are you, sir?
Good, Scott. Very well on this Flag Day 2018, and what a joyous day it is. It's been quite a long, hard road this spring with all the changes and all the growth that I've had and all the response. I'd like to thank everybody for that. And we're stabilizing. We're better than ever. We're growing. And today I'm in Bismarck, and I'm putting up flagpoles for a retired colonel. And what a joy that is to see the smile on his face. He's finally getting his flagpole.
I love it. I have to tell you a story. So this morning we have a puppy we're babysitting. It's a long story for our son. And so I'm doing puppy duty early this morning, and I'm out back, and you know, it's Flag Day. I know it's Flag Day. I'm excited to talk about Flag Day on the air, but I don't gaze at our own flag. You know, we have one on back, one on front. I don't even take a look at it. So I get to work, and my wife sends me a photo because she was doing the same thing an hour or two later, and flashes sends me a photo of the flag you put up in our backyard, and said Flag Day. So isn't that great? I just made me smile from ear to ear. So you got to, on Flag Day, you got to gaze a little bit at it. And if you don't have one, you got to say, what if there were a flag right there? I'm going to call Jim today. I'm going to make today the day I do that at my business, at my home. I am not going to let another Flag Day go without having a flag flying. That's what I'm hoping everybody does today, right?
That's a great idea, Scott. There's not a better day. We're locked and loaded, and we're rolling. This season is strong, and we're underway, and we're actually set up better than ever now to put more and more flagpoles in. And, you know, our customers are just the best, Scott. You know, patriotic Americans, when I come to their house and they're excited to get their flagpole because, you know, the flag means something different to everybody, but it's always about freedom and love, and it's about gratitude for living in a country with a system of, you know, civil rules that being our constitution that gives the individual the freedoms to prosper. I think I mentioned it before, but last week I hired a Rwandan who's here, and he went through the immigration of 8 years process. And I said, why do you want to be here so bad? He said, Jim, opportunity. Nowhere else in the world do we have opportunity. So I'd just like to remind everybody to share with their grandchildren the true meaning of our Constitution and our flag and what our flag stands for.
Please do. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG. Online at ndflagpoleguy.com. You know, we started last year talking about this year, 2018, 100 flagpoles going up. That was our goal. We wanted to, you know, get our listeners engaged and do that. And you're doing pretty good on that goal, I understand, huh?
I think I'm over halfway there as far as orders at this point, Scott. And right. You know, I'm kind of bad about keeping track, but I always think, well, why keep track? Just do what's next, and that's what I'm doing. And I've overwhelmed my supplier, and they're really happy that I'm on board, you know. So
for no other reason, you want the tyranny assault vehicle in your street to that's what the flagpoles are transported in, and it's red, white, and blue, and it looks like something at a circus, a big rocket. It's just it's a classic, so it's a dandy. Willie and Napoleon had a suggestion on a present for Donald Trump. Willie, what do you want to give him?
I think the best thing we could give him is me as a Catholic could give him a Catholic mass.
A Catholic mass
in President Trump's honor.
Tell you what, that's a great idea. You can normally give a little gift to the church, and they'll set up a time to have a. You don't have to give money, but it's just kind of a lot of memorials are done that way, where a mass is offered.
Correct.
And then the mass is given to the church, which is really neat. And that's a very powerful gift, the power of the Holy Mass. No question about it. So that's a good one, Willie.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were having fun with locking up Hillary and everything else, and here you come with offering a mass for him. So I think you've raised the bar just a little bit here on the program. How about a big flag, Jim? You got a big flag for President Trump?
I do. I would love to meet him and thank him, because if it weren't for him, I would not have grown my business. I would have stood my ground, but I wouldn't have grown. I wouldn't have spent in risk. So I would love to shake his hand and thank him, and thank him for representing us and the small guy. He understands us, and he understands what it takes to make America great again. And we're going to keep America great this time. We got to educate our children, and we got to keep America great.
You are a great patriot. Keep at it, my friend. Thank you so much for the time today. Back at it in Bismarck. Our best to those fine listeners, okay?
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
701-571-FLAG. Jim, the flagpole guy.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support an all-of-the-above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.